Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. If you've not already, I'd encourage you to pick up my ebooks, All I Needed to Know I Learned from Columbo, or All I Needed to Know I Learned from Dragnet. Each examines the careers and history of seven great fictional detectives and policemen and life lessons that can be learned from their adventures. The ebooks are available in the Kindle store or wherever fine ebooks are sold, or you can also pick it up as an audiobook through audible.com or through the iTunes store. All right, now it's time for today's episode of Boston Blackie. The original air date, October the 8th of 1947, and this one is Aunt Sarah's Murder.
No, Mr. Lynch, I don't care for nothing.
Okay, with me, you don't need any. I have more for myself. Now, what'd you come to see me about, Mr. Williams?
I'd like to do business with you.
You know what business I'm in?
I'm pretty sure.
No, don't be too sure. If you know what I mean.
I know your reputation, Mr. Lynch, and I've made thorough inquiries to make sure that you were the man I want.
Made inquiries, huh?
Yeah.
You must want me awful bad. It's dangerous to ask questions around here, especially about me.
I do want something. And bad.
Now, a very smart thing to say, Mr. Williams. The more you want it, the higher the price.
Well, I'll pay anything within reason.
Well, I've been known to be reasonable, but I always get what I want. If you know what I mean. Now, what can I do for you?
I have an Aunt Sarah, a very rich old woman, and she's about to die.
Uh-huh.
If she dies the way I think she's going to die, I want you to say that I was with you at the time of her death.
It'll cost you $1,000.
No, that's all right.
Okay, when your aunt kicks off, I'll say you were right here with me when she broke the bed. Personally, I don't care where you'll actually be, but why do you want the alibi, Mr. Williams?
What do you think?
Me?
Yeah.
I think if I don't alibi for you, you'll go to the chair for murder.
And now on to Dick Calmer as Boston Blackie. Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friends.
Hello.
Hello, is Miss Mary Wesley there?
Yeah, speaking.
Miss Wesley, this is Sarah Williams.
Who?
Sarah Williams.
Oh?
You don't know me, and I only know of you, but I need your help.
My help?
Well, in a way, I really want Boston Blackie, but I haven't been able to reach him at his apartment, and I thought you might know where he is.
Well, as a matter of fact, he's on his way over here.
Oh, wonderful. I have to see him right away. It's urgent, Miss Wesley. My life's in danger, and only Boston Blackie can help me.
What you ought to do is call the police.
Oh, no. I can't. There are too many things I don't dare tell them. Please, Miss Wesley, tell Boston Blackie to come here right away. The address is 18 Elm Street.
18 Elm Street. All right,
yes.
I'll tell him.
Thank you. How soon will he be here?
Well, I'll meet him down in the lobby and we'll come right out. We'll be there in half an hour at the latest.
Oh, make it sooner if you can.
But we'll try. Goodbye.
Goodbye, and hurry.
Mary, but obviously not fast enough.
Well, it wouldn't have made any difference, Blackie, from the look of things. She was shot just after she hung up the phone. She still dropped the gun in her hand afterward.
Uh-huh. Well, we might as well keep on looking around for clues until Faraday gets here. And that should be any minute now.
Yeah.
When I phoned, he said he was leaving right away.
Someone wanted to make Mrs. Williams' death look like suicide, Blackie.
And did a pretty good job of it, too. Mrs. Williams was shot from close range. That means she was killed by someone she knew and probably trusted.
Well, she said on the phone that she was afraid, but she didn't say whom she was afraid of.
Too bad she didn't.
Yeah.
Well, as I see it, the killer could have come up behind her and shot her just as she hung up the telephone after...
Hey, Carol.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Carol.
Sounds as if we have company.
Hey, Carol, I wonder if you could do the...
Hello?
Oh, who are you?
I'm Mary Wesley, and this is Boston Blackie.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Sue Williams, Aunt Sarah's niece. What's happened, Aunt Sarah? Aunt Sarah, what...
She's dead, Miss Williams.
Dead?
Yes, a murderer.
Aunt Sarah... I might have known. I knew he'd do it. Aunt Sarah knew he'd do it, too.
Who's this he you both knew so much about?
Robert, my cousin. He knew she was sick and dying, but he couldn't wait a few more months. He had to kill her.
You say Robert killed her? Why?
To get her money. Aunt Carol was rich, and my cousin and I were her only heirs. He killed her. I know he did.
Well, we don't yet, but I...
Blackie, it's Inspector Faraday.
As if I couldn't tell. Hello, Inspector. You're just in time to hear me tell you who killed Mrs. Williams and why.
Yeah, maybe I ought to go out and come in again in 5 minutes. You'll have the guy all ready to be locked up.
I'll make it 6 minutes. I hate to rush.
I'll rush you. I'll rush you right out of here if you interfere with me in this case. Who's this girl?
Me, Inspector.
Me, Inspector. No, not you, Miss Wesley. This girl here. Who are you?
I'm Sue Williams.
The dead woman's niece. Says her cousin Robert killed her aunt. I've been collecting information for you, Inspector.
You'd be more at home collecting rubbish.
Oh, Inspector.
Miss Williams, what makes you think your cousin killed your aunt?
Because he hated her and she hated him. And he was afraid she was going to change her will and cut him off before she died.
It seems, Inspector, that Mrs. Williams was scheduled to die from an illness within a few months and that cousin Robert couldn't wait.
Yeah, well, I couldn't wait either to get cousin Robert under arrest. Give me a description of Miss Williams. I'll have this case closed in an hour.
Hey, darling, come in.
You all right, Sue? I just heard about your Aunt Sarah over the radio. Have they caught Robert yet?
No, but they will any minute now. There's an alarm out for him.
I hope they get to him before it gets to you. Said on the radio, you practically accused him of killing your aunt.
I told the truth, Frank. Aunt Sarah always was afraid of him.
Well, you'd better come over to my place and stay with my family until we're sure Robert can hear.
No, no.
If he killed Aunt Sarah, he'll kill you, too.
I'm not afraid of him, Frank. I'll stay right here. Darling, you know this will hold up our wedding for a while. I don't think it'd be smart for us to marry so soon after...
You fall heir to so much money?
Well, it wouldn't look like it.
Oh, what do we care? It's Robert. The police are after him. Uh-oh. Expecting anyone?
No. It's probably the police, though.
I won't say anything about our getting married.
Well, no, not right now.
Hello, Sue.
Robert!
Sue, the cops all over town are looking for me.
Yes, I know.
You've got to tell them I didn't kill Aunt Sarah. You've got to... Oh, hello, Frank.
I guess I make a little change in our plans, eh, Robert?
What do you mean?
Frank and I both know who killed Aunt Sarah. In fact, I told the police you were the one who killed her.
Sue, that's what I came to see about. You know that's not true. I didn't kill her. I was with Bill Lynch when Aunt Sarah was killed. Ask him. Go on down to his place and ask him.
I don't know him, Robert. And I'm not interested in finding out anything about where you say you were.
You better beat it, Robert. We'll turn you into the police. Frank, you have to believe me. I was with Bill Lynch in his house on Barton Road. Call him up or go on down to see him. He'll tell you I was there.
Why don't you tell that to the police?
Well, they may not give me a chance to talk. I'm afraid to get myself up.
Robert, you better leave.
And that means now. You're against me, both of you. Everyone's against me.
We don't like murderers, Robert.
I'm giving you a break, letting you get out. Now, scram.
All right, I'll see you. And I'll get even with you for this. I'll get even with both of you.
Get out of here before I kill you.
Frank,
never mind. No rough stuff, Frank. You two won't hide me. I'll keep away from the police some other way. But after the heat's off, you two better keep away from me.
Oh, you won't have a walnut, Miss Williams? Miss Lorraine?
No, thank you, Mr. Lynch. All Frank and I want to know is, was my cousin Robert with you at 7:30 tonight?
Robert?
Robert Williams. Tall, good-looking fellow. His Aunt Sarah was murdered between 7:30 and 8 this evening. He says he was with you during that time.
He sure was.
That's a lie.
I don't tell lies, if you know what I mean.
How much did Robert pay you to have you say he was with you tonight?
That's my business, not yours, Mr. Lane. If you know what I mean.
Frank, this man is lying. I know he is.
I know he is, too. And maybe this will crack him the way he cracked those walnuts.
Don't hit him again. He might have...
I don't take that from anybody very often, Mr. Lane, if you know what
Come
I mean.
Come on, Sue, let's get out of here.
Okay.
Maybe there's another way to get the truth out of this guy.
Took me 3 hours of searching to find you, Williams, but now you're on your way to where you belong, police headquarters.
Blackie, you didn't find me.
Yeah?
I was waiting in front of your apartment house just so you could spot me.
I thought you'd believe me and give me a chance to prove I was with Bill Lynch when my Aunt Sarah was killed.
You'll have plenty of chance to prove it in Faraday's office. Come on, out this way.
All right.
You're so innocent, Williams. Why have you been hiding from the police?
Because I don't know what the police will do. I hadn't time to think before I gave myself up.
With an alibi like yours, what do you have to think? We'll go in Faraday's private door right here. Hello, Faraday. Look what I have.
Oh, Blackie, get out of here. I don't want it. That guy with you looks like Williams.
Well, I don't know what reason there could be for that, except that he is Williams. Robert Williams.
Where'd you find him?
In front of my building.
That's right.
After I searched 50 hiding places. I'm familiar with most of the hiding places in this town.
Someday maybe you'll visit them all and get lost in them, so you won't bother me.
I'm no bother, really.
You're no bargain either.
Stop ribbing me. After all, I brought in Williams, even though he has an alibi, he says.
I didn't kill my Aunt Sarah, Inspector Faraday.
That's what they all say. Your aunt was killed between 7:30 and 8 o'clock this evening. You know that because she talked on the phone with Miss Wesley at 7:30, and at 8, Miss Wesley and Blackie here found her body. Where were you at that time?
With Bill Lynch in his home.
Yes?
I was there from 7 till a little after 9.
You were with Bill Lynch, eh?
Yeah, you can go and ask him if you want him. He lives on Barton Road. He has a phone if you'd rather call him.
Is Bill Lynch the only one you were with at that time?
Yes.
He's your alibi, huh?
Yes.
All I have to do is ask Bill Lynch, and he'll prove to me you didn't kill your aunt.
That's right.
Well, instead of talking about it, Faraday, why don't you call up Lynch or let's go out and see him?
Well, I'm up. We'll go out to see him. Just like that.
Sure, why not?
Because where he is, there's no phone. It'll take a long time to find out his current address. Bill Lynch was murdered an hour ago.
And now back to Boston Blackie. Robert Williams, fearing that he will be charged with murder if his Aunt Sarah is killed, pays Bill Lynch $1,000 to tell police that he and Williams were together if and when Aunt Sarah is killed. Aunt Sarah is killed, and another cousin, Sue Williams, accuses Robert of the crime. Robert, picked up by Blackie several hours later, insists he was with Lynch. When Blackie suggests that they ask Lynch about it, Faraday informs him that Lynch has been killed. As we return to our story, Blackie is talking to Robert in his cell.
Blackie, I sent for you because you're my only hope now that Bill Lynch is dead.
You need more than me for hope, William. If Lynch was the only person who could prove where you were when the ramp was killed, you're out of luck and in a jam.
But you can help me. You've helped others.
I help people who deserve help, William.
I didn't kill Aunt Sarah. Now, believe me. In fact, I'll tell you something.
Well, it's about time. Is this going to be proof?
Yes, it is. I paid Bill Lynch $1,000 to say I was with him when Aunt Sarah was killed.
How did you know when she'd be killed?
I didn't know. I had no idea. The arrangement was for Bill to be ready to establish an alibi for me no matter when Aunt Sarah died.
Why did you need an alibi?
Because Aunt Sarah hated me. It would have been difficult for her to cut me out of her will because of the terms under which she got the money from her husband. If she could send me to prison for murder no matter who killed her, when?
You know what you're saying, don't you? You're saying your Aunt Sarah knew she might be murdered and wanted you framed for that murder.
That's right. That's why she tried to reach you through Miss Wesley. She always said she'd find some way to keep me from getting her money when she died.
Mm-hmm.
Look, Aunt Sarah was dying, Blackie. She had only a few months to live, maybe only a few weeks. I knew that, so why should I kill her?
All right. Let's suppose you didn't kill her. Let's just suppose.
Yeah.
Who might have killed her?
Miss Sue. She knew Aunt Sarah told people she was afraid that I'd kill her. You might have done it knowing I'd be blamed.
Well, it makes some sense. She wouldn't waste any time accusing you of killing your aunt. But you can't prove you were with Bill Lynch at the time of your aunt's death. By the way, do you have any idea who might have killed Lynch?
No, not the slightest.
Then I got news for you. I'm going to find out.
Well, that'll be wonderful. I hope you do.
You think it'll be wonderful if I do?
I sure.
I wonder if you do.
Yes, Blackie. I was Sarah Williams' doctor. I have been for 20 years.
Then you're just the man I want to see, Dr. James. Oh, this is Miss Wesley.
How do you do?
How do you do, Dr. James?
Dr. James, Mrs. Williams died of a bullet in the head. But was she really dying of an incurable illness?
Yes, Blackie. At the outside, she had 3 or 4 months to live. She might not have lasted another week.
Who knew that, Doctor? Did her nephew, Robert?
Oh, yes. I told Robert about it before I told Mrs. Williams.
Uh-huh. So, Robert would have been a fool to kill her, don't you think?
I'd say so.
Well, what about Mrs. Williams' only other relative, Sue?
Well, I don't think either one of them killed her. But then, I'm a doctor, not a detective.
Well, I'm not a detective either, Dr. James. Just a fellow who likes to see the right guy get what's coming to him for going wrong. Well, thanks a lot. You may hear from me again, Doctor. Come on, Mary.
Goodbye, Blackie. Miss Wesley.
Goodbye, Doctor.
Goodbye.
Well, Blackie, that accomplished a lot of nothing, didn't it?
It accomplished more than you think, Mary. It opens up three possibilities. One, that Robert Vance killed herself.
Killed herself? Well, why would she do that? Not even know saying so.
Because she hated Robert and wanted him to go to the chair for murder. That could account for her calling you. She had nothing to lose. She was dying anyway.
Yeah, that's right. Well, what are the other possibilities? That Sue and her boyfriend killed herself, or that Robert did?
Yes.
Well, then are there any about who killed Bill Lynch? And incidentally, how was he killed? It wasn't mentioned in any of the papers.
And Faraday decided to withhold that from the papers. He thinks it might turn out to be helpful, and he may be right.
Well, who do you think killed Bill Lynch?
It wasn't Robert, apparently. Lynch is his alibi. If Lynch were alive right now, Williams wouldn't be in jail.
I wonder if I'm thinking the same thing you are.
That whoever wanted Robert to go to the chair killed Bill Lynch, huh?
Uh-huh.
And you're thinking that someone else is...
As the one person who benefits by having Robert out of the way. Sue Williams.
That makes sense, Mary. A lot of sense. I'll drop you off to your apartment and see you later. Right now, I'm going to see Faraday about Sue.
I thought I'd better come down and see you, Inspector Faraday.
Just a minute, Lane. Come in.
Hello, Faraday.
What do you want, Blackie?
Same thing you want. The killer of Aunt Farrah and Bill Lynch. Who's this guy?
He's somebody I invited into my office, which is more than I can say for you.
Faraday, your memory's so bad. I heard you say come in so clearly when I knocked on that door.
I didn't know it was you, dope.
You don't know something, and I'm a dope. Well, maybe you're right.
Blackie, are you going to get out of here?
No.
That's what I thought. Yeah, well, in that case, sit down and be quiet.
Thanks, Inspector. Tell me, is this guy mixed up in the Williams case?
No, you're the only one mixed up in it. This is Frank Lane. He and Sue Williams are engaged to be married. He's been telling me about Robert. Elaine, this is Boston Blackie. How do you do?
How are you, Elaine? Elaine, if you're saying Robert killed his aunt, maybe you don't know what you're talking about.
I know he had every reason to. His aunt made his life miserable.
Look, we'll go into that later. You know, it's possible that Aunt Sarah killed herself.
What?
She was dying, Faraday, and knew it. And here's something that's even more interesting. Who do you think killed Bill Lynch?
Let me see. The ghost of Aunt Sarah, I suppose.
No, Sue Williams.
What? Sue Williams?
And why? To ruin Robert's alibi and send him to the chair.
Sue didn't kill anyone.
She gets all the money if Robert goes to the chair. And she knew about Bill Lynch, didn't she?
Yes, she did. Robert told her.
Then she could have killed Lynch, or you could.
I could.
Who knows where Sue was when Lynch was killed?
I don't know when Lynch was killed.
Sometime last night. Can you account for Sue's whereabouts last night?
Well, see, I was at her house about 9 o'clock when Robert dropped in. After Robert left, I took Sue to the movie, went for something to eat. And I took her home about 1 o'clock.
Then you know where Sue was from 9 until about 1.
That's right, I was with her.
Faraday, when was Lynch killed?
At 10 o'clock last night.
What?
Is there any other crazy idea you want to talk about before I throw you out of here?
Now, you know exactly what to say when you phone Franklin, don't you, Mary?
Yes, Blackie, I think so. Oh, I have to quick work.
I'm on the right track at will. Sue Williams isn't home, so she's probably at Lane's house. Faraday ought to be there, too.
Yes?
He doesn't think too much of my theory, but he's too smart a cop to let any possibility go by without looking into it.
Hello?
Hello. Is this Frank Lane?
Yes.
I want to give you a little tip, mister.
Tip about what?
Can you talk?
Sure. Who is this?
Don't matter, man, who this is.
Look, either tell me who you are, or I'll hang up. I don't like guessing games, and I'm busy. I've got no time for nonsense.
What do you want? Who are you?
Who's going to tell you my name? I'll tell you who I am. I'm Bill Lynch's girl.
So what?
So I lost my boyfriend, and I don't like it.
I'm sorry about that, but I don't know why you're talking to me about it.
I'm telling you about it because I know who it was that murdered Bill. And you know her, too.
Her? What do you mean?
You know what I mean. And who I mean. I saw her coming out of Bill's house just before he was found dead. It was your little girlfriend, Susie.
Yeah?
Take care of me with some dough, Lane. Or the cops will hear about it.
Are you crazy?
I'm telling you what I saw.
And you must be seeing things. Goodbye. Hey, Sue. Sue.
I didn't hear something.
I just had the most interesting telephone conversation.
Frank, who was it?
A girl who said she was Bill Lynch's sweetheart.
Oh?
And guess what she told me?
Oh.
But she saw you come out of Bill Lynch's house last night just before he was found murdered.
She couldn't have.
I wondered what whose bright idea that was.
I don't know. What did you say to her?
But I said nothing. You were with me when Lynch was killed, and I know it. I think I know what the scheme is. Someone thinks you killed Lynch to destroy Robert's alibi and that you asked me to alibi for you.
You know I've listened to you.
Yeah, he knows you're with him. And I know it, too.
Inspector Faraday.
That's me. Only I'm not very proud of myself for being here. That was Blackie's girlfriend on the telephone just now, trying to trick you two. And I was supposed to wait here in time to hear one of you, or both of you implicate yourselves.
That was a pretty low trick.
Not if either of you was a killer, Lane. There's no trick that blows that turns up a murderer. Don't forget that.
What does that mean?
Means that if either of you knows anything about the murder of your aunt or Lynch, I'm going to find it out if it takes years, and all the tricks in the book.
Inspector.
What?
I've got a confession. I've got a confession to make.
You didn't kill your aunt, did you?
No. Neither did you, Frank. And neither did my cousin Robert.
Keep talking.
It was a terrible thing to do, but I did it. I let Robert be suspected in the death of my aunt, even though I knew she committed suicide.
Who?
I wanted Robert to be accused of killing her, but he didn't care.
How do you know?
Because I saw her kill herself. I just opened the door to her room when I saw her do it.
In front of you?
Her back was to the door, sir. She didn't see me. And I didn't tell the police because I wanted them to find Robert and blame him. Frank and I did go to see Lynch. But he was alive when we left it. Oh, Frank, I don't know what
to do. Well, Blackie's phone call did some good, anyhow. At least it told me how your Aunt Sarah died. Now to find out who killed Lynch.
Blackie, this is one time you're welcome in my office. Because this time I can laugh right in your face.
I know all about it, Faraday. You told me over the phone. Who didn't kill Bill Lynch and nobody killed Sarah Williams. She killed herself. I mentioned that possibility to you, remember?
Well,
and I'm still going to get the last laugh here anyway. Have you sent for Williams?
Yeah, only because you asked for it. And it's the last thing you're going to ask for in this case that I'm going to do.
Thank you. Very much.
Yeah, and don't take any bows on your trick phone call. Might have found out sooner or later that Mrs. Williams was a suicide.
Maybe. The real proof was what Sue Williams saw, you know.
Come in. Come in, Williams.
Are you sent for me, Inspector?
Yeah.
Williams, you're in luck.
Yeah?
Your cousin Sue has just admitted that Aunt Sarah knew she wasn't going to live much longer and killed herself.
What?
And that Sue kept quiet because she wanted you to be accused of murder.
Well, that's a fine thing she did. Well, everybody happy? Can I go?
Wait a minute. I'm still not happy. I don't know who killed Bill Lynch.
I do, Fanny.
You do?
Who? The same guy who didn't kill his Aunt Sarah. Williams here.
You crazy, Blackie. Would I kill my own alibi?
Yes, I think you would.
Well, Blackie, you're out of your mind. Lynch was the only hope Williams had for proving he wasn't a murderer.
That's right, Faraday. But Lynch thought Williams had really killed his aunt. And saw a way to make more money on the deal. Maybe blackmail our friend here for the rest of his life.
Well, Lynch was the kind to try that, all right.
Williams, you weren't really with Lynch when your aunt had killed Williams.
As a matter of fact, I was.
I don't think you were. I think you went to see Lynch later and he tried to hold you up for some more money. You fought and killed him.
I didn't kill him. I couldn't afford to, no matter what it cost me. He was my alibi, the only proof I had that I didn't kill my aunt.
And a man doesn't kill his alibi, huh?
You think he does. I'd have gone to the chair if you hadn't found out Aunt Sarah killed herself. Now, isn't that true?
Maybe. But I've done a little research on you, William. I know you're a crack shot, the top marksman on your fellow's rifle team. Lynch called you saying he wanted more money or else. His testimony that you tried to bribe him would be very dangerous to you. You went down there, opened the door, and before he could say anything, shot him down.
Well, that's fine.
Lynch did phone and say that he thought you'd killed your aunt, didn't he?
Yes.
He did say he wanted more money, didn't he?
Yes.
You did go down there, stand in the doorway, and shoot him, didn't you?
No, I didn't. You know I didn't, because Lynch wasn't shot. He was stabbed in the back.
He was what?
Nothing.
Faraday, who knew how Lynch was killed?
Nobody. I kept that information out of the papers, just hoping for something like this, Faraday. Lynch was stabbed to death by a knife in the back. Hey, Williams, make him break.
The only thing he is.
Well, Faraday, we're partners in this case. You kept something out of the papers, and I got everything out of Williams.
This is Andrew J. Graham, author of the Web Surfer series. Oh, and A Madam's Wife. You're listening to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio.
Welcome back. Well, a lot of red herrings, and I think that they use a similar verbal tick for a character on Boston Blackie before, if you know what I mean. I'm also not sure about the suicide ending. In terms of finding that credible that she would be able to do that, not that she would want to do that, because it does seem like there's a lot of spite going on in this family, but I would have liked them to help us have a firmer idea of how she made it look not quite like a suicide. Though I guess the important thing is that Boston Blackie does end up getting someone. All right, well, listener comments and feedback now, and have this comment from Facebook. Ross writes in regarding the old 86 Disappears, episode 2616, based on a story by Arthur Conan Doyle, the Law Special, almost verbatim. Well, I think it would definitely appear that it influenced them. I think they would have to be careful because the Law Special was still under copyright. And the estate of Sir Arthur Conan Doyle was still making money from American adaptations of the story, and it continued to be under copyright until 1954. I think that as far as that goes, they were okay. Because you can take a lot of very similar plot ideas and still not be infringing or causing any problems. So I've no doubt the Law Special was an inspiration, but they took it their own direction and probably would not admit to the degree to which the Law Special inspired the story, at least at that time. All right, that'll do it for today. Join us back here tomorrow for yours truly, Johnny Dollar, and next Thursday, another episode of Boston Blackie. In the meantime, send your comments to box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives, and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.